Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Inger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. And today I am able to introduce our topic, and we are going to cover travel and how to stay in line with our goals while we are relocating or moving around. And the reason we bring this up is, one, because it's summertime and there are a lot of people that are either going on vacation or spending time with family. And also things have opened up a little bit more from last year, so people are moving outside of their homes, doing some fun activities. So we want to make sure that you guys have the tips to be able to continue with your goals, stay within the prep life, but also enjoy your travel as well. So I actually have a client that is going on vacation this upcoming weekend, and we had a really great conversation about how to approach her trip. And it was really actually fortunate because she talked to me and about incorporating a whole game plan. So first we talked about her agenda and what she would be doing with these two other couples. They're going away to celebrate someone's 50th birthday in Vegas, which sounds super fun. So she had an itinerary, but she is shooting for a show in September. And so we really wanted to make sure that we maximize her time, and also she can get into this social situation, learn how to live the prep life while she's also enjoying her friends. So we talked about how to order food at a restaurant based off of her macros, like what would be good choices for her to stay on track, what types of food would be great for her to bring as far as, you know, availability with nutrients in the airport. If you have a flight delayed, making sure that you have protein sources on hand. And we also talked about what would be good options for workout as well, too, with the time that the gym opens, also the itinerary that she has with her friends. So I think we're going to go over a bunch of those different topics on how you can kind of specify your prep life within your vacation. But the biggest thing that I thought was a game changer was looking at the vacation as not as a situation where you feel that you are removed from things or you're missing out or you're different than everybody else because you're living this prep life, but kind of associating yourself with the other competitors, like the Olympians that travel constantly, that, you know, they go to these photo shoots or they travel for events, and they continue to live this prep life. So I just really encouraged her. I said, there's nothing different between you and the Olympian. And that's the same for all of us in this prep life. We're really just going towards the same goal. We live a certain lifestyle, and that way it kind of gives you a community or an association for people that are, you know, in your scope and also moving towards what it is that you're going for. So hopefully I explained that pretty well. Thank you, Amy, for letting me start off the podcast. But I think this will be really helpful for people.
Your intro was awesome. It was way better than my intros that are always so awkward.
Oh, gosh.
So just to add to that, I wanted to talk about if you are traveling, I do believe that on all domestic flights, you still have to wear a mask. So just be prepared for that, and that most of the Ubers and transport, all that, you're going to need to wear a mask as well, even if you're vaccinated. So just a heads up there. And then I want to talk about those people that maybe like me, where when they go on vacation, they actually just like to have everything ready before they go. And it's super high maintenance in the beginning in terms of you're packing and spending way more time unpacking your food than your clothes. But I think that it can save a lot of stress and then allow you to kind of relax on vacation when you just don't even have to think about your food, you just have it all ready. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to kind of go through some bullet points that I do pre-travel to get me ready for a vacation. So the first thing is that once you've cooked all of your meats in bulk, then you are going to want to travel with it frozen, except for the day that you actually are on the plane. You'll want that obviously to be thawed so that you can have it. And then this way it will stay, you know, in your, you can put it in your check bag, and you can put an ice pack with it. But when your food is completely frozen, then you don't have to worry about it spoiling as much. And, you know, if it could be several hours before you make layovers and transfers on flights before you can get to refrigerator at your place. So that is one thing that I also think about, is do your research. So I usually stay at places that have a full kitchen if I can choose that. Second best would be a refrigerator, but I really do prefer to try to get a hotel that has a full kitchen. And that just makes it really convenient for being able to store all of my food. And then once I have everything cooked and it's cooled off, then, you know, I'll portion it into baggies and weigh it, and then I label it with a Sharpie marker. So I like to group them in big gallon baggies for the day. So I'll mark what day of the week it is, and I'll put all the little portioned sizes of my carbs, my proteins, and things like that. Because it, like Chris, you were mentioning, it's really hard to find, you know, proteins that don't have oil and butter in them, or mm-hmm. carbs that don't have added sugars. So I like to be able to just bring my food with me so I don't have to worry about it, and I can just enjoy my vacation. And then if you are doing veggies, those are one thing that don't really freeze well, especially if you're staying for an extended time. So I would encourage you to actually buy the steamable bags of vegetables, and you can use those as additional ice packs. And then when you get to your hotel, you can just, as you need them, you know, put them in the microwave and utilize them that way. And I have a little travel scale that I bring that's very, very small. It's the size of like a mouse, or even more thin than that. And that way I can, you know, measure things out if I need to, especially most of the places we stay, they don't have, you know, measuring cups and things like that. So it's mm-hmm. just easier to do that. The only other thing is just, you know, make sure that you have some gel packs that are completely frozen, especially the ones that the food that you're actually bringing on the plane in your cooler, those need to be frozen solid when they go through TSA. And those will need to be pulled out, put on the tray for them to look at. And a life hack that I do is, and this can be anybody, I think, because airlines are very hesitant to give you liquids, like when you're in flight, and then also beverages are extremely expensive once you get through security. So what I do is I fill up water bottles with ice. The ice will go through TSA, and then I just go to the water filling station once I'm through security and fill them up that way. And that way I'm super hydrated and I don't have to rely on, you know, the little mini, they give you these like little mini waters that are like 4 ounces in a little baggie. Yeah. Because yeah, they don't do the service with the COVID restrictions and things like that. Anything pre-trip that you would consider?
There were two things that I thought of while you were talking about that. When I am prepping my food for a trip, mm-hmm. I usually make extra and keep it in the freezer for when I get home. I think a lot of people about the trip and then they don't realize when you come home, you're so tired. Well, yes. You may not be tired, but I'm always tired. And the last thing I want to do. Vacation. Yeah. And like, I don't want to struggle with, you know, trying to go food shopping and then come home and food prep. If I can come home to a freezer stocked with some meals for the next couple days, I think that's a huge win. So I always make a little bit extra and portion them out as well. And then when you were talking about liquids through security, some people don't know that peanut butter is a liquid. So I know, Amy, you've done this before, like holy guacamole cups you've frozen, and they can also serve as ice packs and make it through. And nut butters, if you're bringing a jar, need to be checked. Or I know, Amy, you use those single serving packets as well. That don't seem to be an issue going through.
Yeah, and you can have up to 3 ounces as long as it's in a Ziploc and it's set out on the tray. So if you need something like oils, things like that, a lot of the Whole Foods and Sprouts, they have those individual serving packets of like a tablespoon of MCT or a tablespoon of olive oil in
That's great.
separate little pouches. And then the Barney butter, you know, if you want like a single serve of almond butter, those are ways that you can get that through security as well. I find that sometimes it's easier to just do like the 100 calorie packs of almonds or cashews, just little
Yes.
containers. You know, you can find a lot of different things that are in single servings, and I really like those kind of things. I like being able to bring those. And then I don't normally do protein bars, but you know, sometimes, especially if I'm not close to a contest, I'll factor in protein bar or two just for convenience of carb and protein, pretty handy. So that's another thing that I kind of fit into my macros as well. I know you had mentioned the rice cakes, but I don't think you had mentioned like sweet, or I'm sorry, the oats. I think are a really good one because they're dry and non-perishable. So you can
Yes.
even pre-measure them into like a Ziploc and put some stevia and cinnamon in them and salt pre, you know, microwave, as long as you have a microwave in your room. And then they also make little microwavable rice packets as well. So
That's right.
that's another option too. Are there any other foods that you think are handy? I'm not a big jerky fan, but my husband can eat that stuff like crazy. He always puts that kind of stuff in like those protein puffs, and then like tuna packets, things like that.
Yeah.
But do you have any
That's what
other hacks?
I was gonna say is I always bring some non-perishable protein items just in case for some reason my food goes bad. Like I don't want to be stuck with nothing. So tuna packets aren't my favorite thing, but I'll pack a
No.
couple just in case. But yeah, I also know people really like they have chicken breast packets as well too. And jerky, I just always look at the macros to make sure the carbs and fat aren't super crazy. But I have found some like good turkey jerky that's been a really easy travel tip. So yeah, I think that pretty much covers like some really good food choices. The one thing that I have recently had an issue with is powders, like protein powders, BCAAs, stuff like that. We were told like we need to check all of that stuff. What's been your experience with that?
If I have it in a canister, especially like a BCAA canister where it's all condensed powder, it always sets off the bomb alarm. So if I'm going to bring that or protein powder and I'm not going to check it, then I'll put it in individual packets, but I won't put them all in one big gallon bag together because it's about the powder being concentrated in one area. So let's say I have a serving of protein powder each day, and I have just like a little Ziploc bag in my Saturday bag, then that usually doesn't set off the alarm, and I can just set it out on the tray and it's no big deal. But salt does the same thing. If you
Yes.
run a salt shaker through, even if you take it out, it does set off the bomb alarm as well. So, I mean, it's not anything that you're going to get it taken away like you would peanut butter or Greek yogurt. I've had both of those get taken away because those are liquids. Those won't get thrown in the trash. They'll just have to do like a little test, and they might have to do a test on your hands. But it
Yes.
at least goes through, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
And then just a hack too, if you like the texture of jerky, I do not, but the Epic bars, they make a chicken sriracha bar that's literally 100 calories of just pure chicken. And a lot of my clients really enjoy those and they like them a lot. They like the taste of them. So that's a really good lean protein. I've seen those even in gas stations. Another good one that is lower in fats and it's more of like a lean protein is the Vermont turkey jerky. That's a really good macro-friendly jerky as well. So when we're talking about food, we also need to pre-plan for our workouts and the gym situation. So I personally like to book a Westin. I think that they have the best workouts. It's noted as like Westin workout or branded as that. And usually it's an actual gym that people have a membership to, but it's just located in the Westin. And so that's my favorite. I like doing that, but I really try to pick out a hotel that has a nice gym too, much like how I try to pick one out that has a kitchen. What are your thoughts there with workouts?
So we really like to, find a local gym. We're like totally into trying gyms while we travel and getting the feel of like something local. So we've been to some like really nice warehouse gyms, we've been to some really fun bodybuilding gyms, but you know, that's something you have to budget for, an extra expense for, you know, the weekly fee or the daily fee, whatever you want to utilize. But I think like when people go to like sightsee, that's like one thing that I look forward to. I want to go see a new gym. So that's what we try and plan around, is find a location that has a kitchen, but also is close to somewhere where we can keep to our exercise routine.
Yeah. And I think it depends on the area, but there's some gyms that you can try like a free trial pass, but a lot of times they require that you have a license that proves that you're from the area. Depending on where you're at. So, like you said, you know, it's just an extra fee that you kind of have to factor in, as well. And, when it comes to cardio, I think that it's super, fun to kind of incorporate new places and, getting outside and thinking of creative ways that you can, do your cardio. And I think that, you know, for me anyway, I usually get a lot of steps more so when I'm on vacation, just because you like to explore and, you know, venture out, and we like to hike as a family. But, what are your thoughts with cardio?
Yeah. So I always like encourage people, same thing, like try a class or a new activity. I know you do really well with finding hiking trails. If you are in a situation where those things aren't possible, like a couple of years ago when I went to Florida, we had to just like Uber everywhere. We didn't have a car, and our hotel was kind of remote. I used the stairwell to get my cardio in. I'm sure you remember that, Amy.
Yes.
And it was hot, but I did it. There was like no excuse. I was going to make it happen, and it actually worked really well. So I think as long as you're creative, think outside the box, and sometimes switching stuff up like that is actually a really good stimulus for your body as well. I think people sometimes can really benefit from being somewhere new for that reason on vacation.
Yeah, and I think just in general, always opt to take the stairs instead of the elevator. You can get a really good cardio workout if you're on like the 30th floor and you're taking the stairs every time. It'll definitely give you some extra steps that way. And then in terms of if you like to swim and things like that, it can open up new opportunities for getting exercise in the pool and things like that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And if like worst case scenario, you're really stuck with like a workout, there are like, again, I would communicate with your coach, talk about what your options are. Sometimes you can bring, I always bring exercise equipment, whether I'm going to a gym or not. I always bring some extra bands, just stuff that I know I utilize during my workout anyways, but having something, you know, always being prepared and then talking to your coach about what would be good options for you, I think is always paramount.
Yeah. And a lot of times they're not going to have the machines and things. So, most hotel gyms at least have a dumbbell rack. So you can definitely sub out, some exercises for that week and do that. Or, depending on where you're at in your show prep journey, you can talk with your coach about deloads and things like that. So, it all depends on where you're at in your prep journey. But
Yes.
let's talk about traveling to a show. We had gotten a question recently about somebody that had never actually flown to a show. So I think it makes a different situation when you're in a car,
Yes.
especially road trips with gym and food and all of that, because you can always bring a cooler. You can actually like put your dumbbells in your trunk if you're driving.
Yep.
Whereas when you're flying, things can be a little bit different. So let's talk specifically about what's different about a show versus just going on a vacation when you're in prep. Do you want to start with our first kind of tip there? I can go if that works. So first
Yeah, it
thing you
works.
first thing that you want to really keep in mind is that you have to have everything on you when you're traveling to a show that you need. So you cannot check your heels, your suit. You have to have that on you in your checked bag, because if you ever heard the, well, I think it's Lost in Space, but our original Travel Fit episode 4, which is no longer audible, that I had traveled to Spain and my checked bag got lost. And it had all of my chicken for the rest of the trip and had all of my clothes. But I did have my heels, my suit, and literally like a cover up. So I had no other clothes than that, but I had those things that I needed for the show with me. And so I was lucky enough that right before I was leaving for Alicante, the bag did show up, but it was 48 hours later. So by then we had had to make a plan B with the chicken and find a local spot. But luckily we had booked a place that had a kitchen, so we were able to be flexible there. And then I definitely had my food scale in my carry-on, overhead bin bag. So
There you go.
keep your food that you need for that day, maybe a little extra. And then, you want to have like those critical items with you on the actual plane and not checked underneath. So, anything to add there?
Yeah, when I get on a plane, I always will have my roller carry-on with my show day stuff. Everything is in there, and maybe one extra pair of clothes. And then my personal item is always a cooler bag, and it has my food in it. That's typically how I travel. And then I'll have a checked bag with extra stuff if I need. But yeah, that's like I always get super nervous too when they start boarding the plane, and I'm like, I need to make sure that I'm one of those people that can like store my bag on the in the overhead compartment. So I always try and like get on the plane early just to make sure that that bag with my suit gets on the plane with me.
Yeah, and there's some that you have to do the like door check because they're smaller planes and it doesn't fit. Those always make me nervous too. So what I end up doing is I take out my heels and my suit and I put them in
Yep, me too.
my six pack bag just so I have them. I mean, I know that I'll be able to get them as soon as I get off because it's not the same as checking a bag per se. But yeah, so that's another thing. Six pack bag cooler is really convenient. I do the backpack, fits right in front of the seat in front of me, underneath, and you want your food to fit underneath in front of you, because there have been times where I have not been able to get out of my seat to go into the overhead compartment, and if my food and my water isn't with me in the seat in front of me, then that's an issue. So another thing you have to kind of think about is sitting in the bulkhead seating, because you do not have the option of having the space in front of you. You have to put it overhead. So just another weird thing. I travel a lot, so I've ran into these instances several different times. But I think that you can get a simple cooler at like Walmart, Target, those for your checked bags as well, or even just the ones that you carry on the plane. They're pretty affordable. Mm-hmm. And then I would, as soon as you make your reservation at the hotel, I would request a refrigerator. And if they also have the option of requesting a microwave, just try to get on the list right away, because usually it's first come, first serve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
when
then
you are, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a backup, just bring some large Ziploc, some gallon size bags. And then you can always, if they run out of refrigerators, you can buy one of those styrofoam coolers or use your cooler backpack and fill up the Ziploc gallon bags with ice, to make it through the weekend. So that's all I was going to add.
No, that's perfect. This is like kind of off topic, but with drinking beverages on the plane, is there a certain protocol that you follow as far as staying hydrated while you're in flight?
Yeah, I just try to really sweet talk the flight attendant so that I can get refills. I do that trick, where I go through security, and the bigger mm-hmm. the bottle you can get, the better. And if you as much as you can stay hydrated, because when you're in the air, you are getting dehydrated. That altitude will dehydrate you. So a couple of times when I've been heading to nationals, the flight attendant will kind of like get to talking with me. And so I've had them, give me a bunch of cans of water, and they've been really sweet. So it's just, you catch more flies with honey. So
yep,
you just gotta befriend them and kind of ask them sweetly for that kind of stuff. But as far as the, some other tips that I would say for, if you're traveling on for a show, just make sure that you are keeping as many things as you can, like in those little travel size things that are already measured, but also include salt with things, because there's been a couple of times where I've forgotten to salt inside my pre-measured Ziplocs, and that can be a disaster too. So try to bring an extra salt shaker, but I would, as you're portioning things out, remember to salt them as well. Anything other than that?
This is totally okay. So I have tried to use a food scale on an airplane.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't work, just so you guys know. The numbers are like jumping all. I think I was trying to measure olive oil at one point, or nut butter or something like that, that wasn't portioned. And maybe I had like a nut butter packet that's 2 tablespoons. I only need one. I don't know what I was doing, to be honest. But I totally like had it on the tray in front of me. I put my meal out there, and I was like trying so hard to measure it, and it's just not accurate. It won't happen. So just make sure everything's portioned ahead of time. Whatever you're going to eat, especially like if you, like for my example, like I could have put olive oil on my food before I got on the plane, sitting waiting to board. So the food scales still work on the plane. That's a fun tip for me.
Yeah, and just, you're going to have prep brain a little bit. So I would recommend a Sharpie marker for how many ounces of whitefish is in this bag, or how, because when you get kind of like that vanilla, like rice, chicken, fish, all that, like they tend to, it's easy to get things mixed up. Let's put it that way. So I label everything like meal one. This is how much is in here. If you are pre-portioning it, just so you don't forget. And then I also will like pack extra carbs and protein, and I'll label those as well, just so that I know, but then also have the food scale if I absolutely need it. But I would rather just have everything measured out, like you said. So
yeah, exactly. And with like you going into a show, like I'm glad you said that. I always bring extra food, because if my body starts changing, I want to have access to the things that I need that my coach is telling me. So like salt or extra carbohydrates, or maybe we're swapping carbohydrates for fat. Like whatever it is that you need me to do, I always want to make sure that I have supplies on hand. But the least amount of running around I can do when I'm going into a show, actually, the more relaxed I feel. So that's a really good point to bring some extra.
Okay, well, that puts us at the 30-minute mark. I think that we covered a lot of good information in terms of travel. And as things are opening up, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be getting out there and traveling all over so that they can see loved ones and people that they've been missing since lockdown and things like that. So hopefully this helped. If you do have other suggestions or ideas that you would like for us to speak about, on the podcast, we always are open for suggestions and we absolutely love to hear from you. So you can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini. Feel free to DM us any suggestions that you have. And then if you did enjoy this, please share it with a friend. It would mean so much to us. We just love hearing it, really puts life into us and wants us to keep going with this. This is an unfunded podcast, and we do this just out of the goodness of our hearts because we want to, provide some content for the bodybuilding world. So any kind of ratings or reviews are super appreciated. Those just help other people that are interested in the same topics find us. And if you would like to apply for the team, you can go to glamgirlbikini.com and hit the Get Started button. And this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.